7:41 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are live at Michelle's Cafe on 301 here in LaGrange. Coming down, saw a lot of different power lines in their unusual positions. I didn't know they could stretch that way, but at least, well, they're kind of swooping down. And then it looks like there's mini, they might have gone through and added supports in between. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure, or that's the way some of it has been, but people are waking up this morning after last night's weather to see what's there and what's not there. But, again, we are here at Michelle's Cafe spotlighting LaGrange, and joining us as we usually when we come down a spotlight, we go right to the schools to see what's happening. We have with us Keystone or Superintendent Franco Gallo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So from driving in today, what kind of things did you see?
I saw different places with damage, some places where there was nothing, and then there was places where there was fences, and I saw a total barn leveled over on Grafton Eastern Road. When I came into LaGrange, obviously the Hershey's and the hardware store were hit hard, and even when I parked in the parking lot here, I saw a fence that was knocked over. So, yeah, it's just kind of a plethora of things.
So as a superintendent, what kind of a inventory do for your schools? Is that something that would normally be done then?
Yeah, so last night, my maintenance supervisor lives pretty close to here, and my treasurer, he lives really close as well, and they came out and took a look at the building, as well as my transportation supervisor. We have lost a few shingles and some siding. The worst part was over by the bus garage. We had two telephone poles were knocked down, and so we weren't able to transport anybody this morning. Now, we don't have school today, so we're lucky there, but we do transport to the JVS and to the parochial schools and some of the other associate schools, and so we weren't able to do that because there was just no way out from where our buses are. So, we know they'll get that taken care of really soon, and hopefully we'll be able to get that taken care of for tomorrow. So, we were fortunate, actually, that we didn't have school today, so.
Let's talk about that. It was not weather-related.
No.
We could not forecast it. What's going on?
We have a common PD day over at LCC. It's a really neat thing. We're always looking to try to work efficiently here in Lorain County. We work really well together, superintendents and staff members here. And so there's seven schools over at LCC today. And we are working together for professional development. And we have different speakers and trainings that are going on, and local agencies that are putting on sessions, and because it's required for us to have professional development, we're able to save quite a bit of money by having all of us under one roof. And another neat aspect to it is, for example, a lot of the schools are really small, and they may only have one algebra teacher or one geometry teacher or seventh grade English teacher, and so this gives them an opportunity to meet with other teachers in other districts who have that one teacher as well, and they can talk and share lessons and try to share the best practices so that the schools here in Lorain County can all be doing the best things. So it's really
so
neat
these
thing.
Are all Lorain County schools that are there?
Last year it was four schools. It was Columbia, Firelands, and I can't think of the third. The other third one, but we hosted it here in LaGrange, and we expanded when it went so well, and we talked about the savings that we had at a meeting. Now it has expanded to seven schools, and we're hosting it. They're hosting it at LCC. So I don't know if we could ever have the entire county, just because Elyria and Lorain, they're very large, and I'm not sure if we could ever get everybody under one roof, but we are, we've expanded, and I think everyone's going to really like it.
Who is there from the school system? Is it administrators and teachers, or mm-hmm. who's there?
Oh, it's teachers. We have counselors. We have just about everybody who's there. Anyone who's required to be there on a professional development day. Every district has different contracts and different language and whatnot. But there's something for everybody, and so it's really neat. If you're a counselor, you're getting something specific to being a counselor. If you're a teacher, a math teacher, you're getting math. There was a whole booklet full of sessions, and they could choose where they wanted to go and sign up, and there was, I believe, six different things they could pick from for hour-long sessions, and then they have a lunch in the middle. So it's really tailored to what they're doing, because the worst thing is that they could go to a meeting and you're the phys ed teacher and they're talking about something that doesn't have anything to do with you, So this gives everybody an opportunity to, get professional development the way that makes sense for them.
Initially, when you said PD day, I thought you said PE day, and I was thinking they're all running around the gym over there. But now it's professional development as well.
Yeah.
I was looking at your newsletter you put out weekly,
yeah,
and there's a lot of things you had. Halloween celebrated there with the parade, the kids coming through. There's also Red Ribbon Week. Talk about what that was about.
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to make sure that we're doing a lot of new programming here at the schools and making sure that we're covering the whole child. You know, everyone goes to school for, you know, math and language arts and physical education, things like that. But we're trying to make sure that kids are prepared when they leave our schools. And so, you know, one thing that we are seeing that is a huge problem is the opioid epidemic and, you know, drugs and alcohol and whatnot. And so Red Ribbon Week is just to, you know, tell kids about the dangers that are involved in that and to make a commitment and sign a pledge that they will not get involved with alcohol, drugs, and make that pledge against that. And so they did different activities, which culminated on Friday where at the elementary school they had the Halloween parade, and it was scare away drugs. They had a different theme, you know, team up against drugs, and they wore their favorite team outfits, and so they were wearing their jerseys or whatnot. And, for example, that was just one of the days. But it culminated on Friday with scare away drugs, and it was them wearing their Halloween costumes at the elementary school. The other two schools participated as well, but they had their Halloween. They were wearing their costumes at a different day. So,
family plays a key role in education, whether it's opioids or you know academic stuff, whatever. But I see, too, you had a family first night. What is that?
Yeah. So last year, my curriculum director, Dave Kish, he brought to my attention that out in Medina, where he lives, they have a family first night, and it's a night where they don't have activities, they have no homework, they have nothing. They try to keep the schedule clean so that they can put a focus on having dinner with your family and having activities. And so I thought that was just the neatest thing because, you know, you hear about parents being so busy driving around their kids to activities and never really having enough time to sit down, and kids are always on their cellular devices and whatnot, and they're not, you know, interacting like the traditional family used to. And so there's been a lot of research out about the importance of eating dinner as a family, and so we wanted to create that opportunity to do that. So we spoke with some local businesses and saw if they wanted to give a discount to any families who wanted to come out to eat, Michelle's Cafe being one of them as well. And we sent a flyer home to all the parents and told them on Thursday that it was family first night. There'll be no activities, no homework assigned. Just go home right after work. We said the same thing to our employees. As soon as the work day's over, just go home and spend some time with your family. And we gave them about a month to plan for that. And it was successful. And we just did it in the spring of last year. And we're going to do it again this year in the spring. We're going to have it once each quarter or each semester. So
sounds good. Also, you talked about businesses helping out. You also have businesses coming in to show about careers. There was a career panel that brought, what, these were high school students, I guess? Or
No, actually, what, we were doing quite a bit with careers. We, at the middle school, are having speakers come in and speak to the kids. We're asking any of our parents, so if you're listening out there, if you are doing a job that you know, you want to tell the kids about, come on out and schedule a time with our middle school principal. We'd love to have you out. But at the high school, we had a manufacturing panel come out. We had representatives from some businesses like Beckett and Ridge Tool, and they came out and spoke to some of our students at the high school, and we're just talking about manufacturing and letting them know that it's not what you think it is. You know, you're not in a factory with a very dirty conditions, unsafe conditions. Lots of things are automated nowadays. It's a clean business or industry, and wanted to just get their opinions on what that looked like, and that there's lots of jobs out there. They came to us and they're seeking qualified people, and they wanted to let them know what those skills are.
Speaking of jobs, did you want to be a superintendent back in the day?
No, I definitely did not. I didn't even think I wanted to work in a high school because I went to school to be a middle school teacher. And I was in a middle school, and then it just one thing led to another, and I had an opportunity to be a middle school administrator. And then Tom Jama from Elyria, he went to Clearview and had asked me to come over and you know, apply for that job out there. And I worked with him, and that got me to the high school, and he talked me into it. But then, you know, once I got in there, I realized they're just bigger kids, you know, and they're still kids though. And once I made it into the high school, You know, I came over here to LaGrange, and then when the superintendent position was open, it just so happened that I would rather control my own fate than to have someone else come in. So I ended up doing that. So
You were thinking of being a middle school? You looked at that age and said, I would like to be in a class with 12 to 14-year-olds or 8 to 10, you know.
I was thinking anything 1 to 8. That was what my license was. And I preferred, actually, I student taught in 6th grade, and I thought that was a decent age, but I could go up a grade or two. But, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, well, it's a challenge no matter what grade you are teaching.
You're right.
You just have to sort of develop whatever rapport you can with those students. As a superintendent, how much of travel through the schools do you get to do?
Well, that's the awesome thing about being a Keystone and being in a small school district is my office is a short walk away from the kindergarten classrooms, and I love to walk down there and talk to them. But, I mean, I'm attached to the middle school and the high school – or, the middle school and the elementary school, so it's really easy for me to do that. And when I really want to get my steps in, I just walk over to the high school, too, and I walk across the campus and do that. The weather's going to be changing now, so I might have to make a few less trips over there. But, no, I generally see them quite a bit, and it's not that difficult to see them because I'm so close.
We talked about the opioid problem, the Red Ribbon Week. You have something called Operation Street Smart, which is coming up this Wednesday.
Yes.
Is this for the community?
Yeah, so that's actually Midview's putting it on, but we, once again, it's another example of when things go on in our community, we as the local school districts here, we really try to share services and even presentations. There's times where we have a presentation, we'll say, hey, send your parents over, and same thing with them. And so they put that out there. And Operation Street Smart, my understanding is it's put on by the Franklin County Sheriff's Department, and they put a scene of a child's bedroom, and they ask parents, or they show parents where things can be hidden right in plain sight, you know, for you to be able to see what's going on and what the kids are doing. You might walk into their bedroom and not think anything of it, and they could say, hey, did you know that this could be used for smoking marijuana? Did you know that this is a place where they could hide a weapon? I mean, this all sorts of things that you may not realize they're doing, but it tries to educate parents on the dangers that could lie and how to be smarter about what your kids are doing.
Where will that be, and what should parents do?
That is at the Midview Schools, and there's a flyer on our website with all the location, the time, and whatnot, everything on there. I've sent it out via social media. But if they want to check it out, it's on our website, and I know the Midview Schools website is there as well.
Yeah. So are you going to be heading over to the college then as far as this professional development or what things we'll be doing?
Yeah, I'm actually speaking at one of the sessions. We are involved with the key collaborative with the Lorain County Health District, and they wanted to highlight some success stories from school districts that are partnering and doing healthy things in the school for students and for staff. And so I'm going to be speaking there around 11:15. But before I go over there, I'm going to swing by the buildings again and look. I think I saw one of our signs in someone's yard, and so I might go over there and grab the sign. I want to go just take another tour of the facility before I head on over there. But, yeah, I will be headed there.
And we'll have some of the people from the Collaborative on our program tomorrow here.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Ryan Aroney, Andrea Ferguson, and Katie Bevan.
Oh, okay. I work with Andrea for the Collaborative here as well, so that's great.
Yeah, so I'm looking through your website, too, as well. You see how much the students are involved in a lot of community social programs to kind of just get them involved, not just in their schoolwork, but in the community, too, as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So, well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning, coming out to Michelle's. It's Superintendent Franco Gallo with Keystone School District. Thanks for sharing a bit of your morning.
All right, thank you for having me.